she can't resist. And an impact you can't deny. Oh, 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 oh. Now you be the greatest of the greatest of the greatest of the greatest. Yo.
Welcome back to another episode of the show that brings excitement to radio and to your lives. Welcome back to our daily therapy, your daily dose of happiness, joy, peace, harmony, love, care. And I say love again because we're in the month of love. Oh my, oh my. You know, I didn't mention anything about love yesterday. I don't know whether it was deliberate. Maybe there were other pressing issues, but the truth is, this month presents an opportunity for us to rekindle our love for each and every one of us, you know, like for one another. Yes, that's what I wanted to say. Mm-hmm. So it's an opportunity for us to rekindle whatever kind of love you have, whatever kind of love you share, because love can love hurt. Because what hurts you is not love. It's the other side of love. It's when love is not love and you think it's love. That's what hurts, really. But I know that sometimes because of love, you can make some decisions that hurt. You could take some steps. You could just endure the pain just so you can allow love reign. And that's a statement of fact. But the truth is, love really never hurts. Does it hurt? I'm finding it difficult to move on from that point. It looks like love does hurt. Does it? Okay. I was going to call Ruth to ask, and then I realized that she's gone to school. Anyways, but we'll be hearing from her from time to time. Not to worry. Comfort is by the corner. Maybe sometime along the show, she'll be hearing from Comfort. And yes, let's go back to the love matter. Let's rekindle kindness. The fruits of love, all right? I don't want to talk about the experience of love now. The fruits of love. The fruits of love can never hurt. Let me put it that way. Kindness, you know, I don't know. There's no list. I didn't read it anywhere. It's not, I don't even know it's in the Bible, but I'm just saying it from my own, you know, personal point of view. I believe that it's an opportunity for us to rekindle a love for one another. The kind of love we have, even for the country. And the kind of love we have for our families, our loved ones, and our special one, the one that we have for those who have the ones, all right? It's not a time to say, I don't have a partner, Valentine is not for me, or this month is not for me. No, because it's not only a partner love. There are different types of love. I mean, you experience it. You know, it could be time for you to, you know, reconnect with your siblings, or those you consider siblings, or those you consider loved ones. It could be an opportunity for you. And I'm telling you, you can never really go wrong with love, except if you are blind. You let the love blind you. Don't let it blind you, because love has double glasses. You can see clearly these days, so that you know what you're doing. All right, guys, I had to say that because it's very important for us to, you know, understand the theme of the month and also reflect it in our own lives in different ways. And that's why today on the show, we'll be asking you a number of questions, not necessarily around love, all right? We'll be celebrating on our info spotlight today a very, very key area of our creative industry that I think has been a part of our lives for so many years and has played a role that I'm telling you, if the said industry no day, most of you will be... People would have run mad. Is that the people would be mad by now? Or they would have just, you know, the world would just place curfew on Nigeria. You know what I'm saying? Like, I don't understand. How can they place curfew in Nigeria? Who's going to place the curfew? No, the UN can just come and say there's curfew in Nigeria right now. You know, or declare state of emergency on Nigeria. If the city industry, you know, they, because I know. When I get to get into the industry, you know what I'm talking about. Without this industry, I'm very sure depression would have been in the rise. Even though there's a lot of depression now, the reason we're able to tackle depression, apart from listening to What's Up Lagos, you know, and you know, but this industry for many years has helped Nigeria. You see the way we give Gary, you know, saving Nigerians since 1960 or since 1900 or 1914, or Pomo, depending on what you like, you know, blessing Nigeria's soup since 90. See, this industry is kind of like along those lines. It's an industry we'll be like, you know what? This industry saving Nigerians since 1900. Because you don't tell where we the Maya, you don't tell where we the 1960. You know the song, man. You all sing the song because you know that you don't tell where we the Maya. You know that it have stayed that we have Maya. And this industry has played, you know, in itself, it has converted that madness into something that has become a part of our lives. All I need to do when I'm down, I just, you know, connect with the industry in a special way. And ladies and gentlemen, we are talking about the robust, the biggest comedy industry in the whole of the African continent. So ladies, we'll be celebrating comedians that shaped the Nigerian comedy industry. I would also, you know, talk about the impact of comedy in our lives as individuals. That's what we'll do on our info spotlight today at 10:30. I cannot wait. And you know, talking about comedy, we'll play some of the short skits that will make you laugh. You know, why are you running? Why are you running? We'll probably get one or two of those crazy comedians on stage and play some of their performances right here just to celebrate them. So it's going to be fun from 10:30. If I were you, I'll stay tuned. And that's not all. We do have a question of the day. And I'm going to ask you straightforward. The question is, which subsector of the creative industry are you a fan of? You know, there's the theater and arts. There's theater, of course. There's fine arts, you know, there's contemporary arts, there's hyper-realism in the arts also. Is that what you want? Is that what you want? Is it the comedy industry? Is it the music industry? You're saying something. What did he say? Okay. Or you could jot that down. All right, is it the movie industry? Is it the comedy industry, which we're talking about today? Is it music? Which of the industry do you think you're a fan of? I know a lot of us are a fan of all the industries, because, I mean, everything beautiful comes from this industry. That's the question to you. We're celebrating our own today, and that's what we're doing on Info Spotlight, Nigeria's number one for Talk 99.3, Nigeria Info. And you know for sure that the radio station is committed to giving you the best and nothing less. Well, my name is Collins.
Big Fro is the youngest producer.
Deke. Well, I'll be asking you that question alongside your daily reports from across Lagos. So when you call me up, you scream, "What's up, Lagos?" And then you tell me where you're calling from. Let me know how excited you are about life today. And then if you want to comment on my small talk about love, and let me know, you understand, you could also comment on that. But tell me, what's happening in your neighborhood? What are the roads feeling like in your neighborhood? What's the situation? What are people talking about? What is it going on in your Lungu, Kaba, you know, area, wherever it is you want to call it, right? Call me up and let me know. I'm also asking you, do you know it's a further offense to go against observance of the COVID-19 protocols? You know that already. You listen to Nigerian for Radio Smart. I know. So you know it. I don't need to say that. I don't want to ask you about the law. I'm just saying, are people still observing it? I just noticed that there's less noise in some areas about COVID. Now that we have some direction from the Presidential Task Force warning Nigerians not to go to 22 local governments, and you heard that Etiosa, which of course has, I remember when I was reading the news earlier, you know, conveying the message from Ufoma, from the news department, I mentioned, and Etiosa was one of them. if you heard me correctly. I'm sure this will be on our website, or it should be on our pages on social media in no time. You'll find out all these local governments, like you heard, we mentioned them, but I'm particular about Etiosa, where we are under Lolo Ibibai, and you know that's Aja, and down, you know, this side of the island, and you know Etiosa, they say is key area of spread, and that's not all. In Lagos, you also heard that Ikeja, la capital, Ikeja, the capital. You know, it's also part of the places where they say COVID is bullying, you know, it's strolling around like, yo, man, what's up, man? We on the streets of Ikeja. Collins, you're laughing. You think it's a funny something. All right. Well, I heard Kosofe is also one of them. And then Lagos mainland. Yeah, normal. Because shout out to them, you know. That is a normal. So, guys, you've heard it. You've heard it very clearly. The local government in Lagos, you should avoid and also try. If you are within this local government mentioned, you have to now be extra careful. The meaning of that is you will go to extra to ensure that you do not spread COVID in any way, or you are not in any way not observing the COVID-19 protocols, right? Straightforward. So guys, let's hear what's happening in your neighborhood. 0700-993-993-993. That was quite long. Hey, what's up, Lagos? Oh, la la. Sorry. What's up, Lagos?
What's up, Lagos?
Good morning. Hey.
Wow.
Man, oh man, that was a lot of energy this morning. Thank you for starting the show this way. Yeah, oh la la. Who do we have this morning? Hold on.
What?
This is Kunle.
I thought as much. I should know who could get that energy. So Kunle, man, quickly, let's get your report this morning quickly. What's happening in the neighborhood?
Yeah, presently everywhere is calm. I'm not going out today because I have to rest today. So, but everywhere in my environment, where I'm seeing it, no shaking, nothing. Everything is calm.
Are you worried about what the Presidential Task Force reported?
Yeah, I'm worried though.
Etiosa, what local is your local government under? Among the ones?
No. My local government is at Chidimu.
Oh, but that does not mean I free you.
Yeah, sure.
Uh-huh. Anyways, thanks so much for calling and giving us an update. That was good energy. I love that. I need me more of that. What's up, Lagos? Good morning.
What's up, Lagos?
Yes, and yes. Ay, ay, ay. What's up, Lagos?
What's up,
Nigeria?
What's up, Shomolu?
Yes, so how is Shomolu?
Shomolu is calm, cool as ever.
Great. So who's calling us from Shomolu this morning?
We have Kunle's competitor.
Oh,
Chukwuebuka
from Shomolu this morning. All right, Chukwuebuka. Nice one, man. That was a lot of energy, trust me.
Wait, I need it, man. Great. I need it.
Yeah, I'm happy you love it. So let's talk about what's happening in Shomolu.
Yeah, Collins, I think it was a good one from the PCF.
Okay.
So I've mentioned some areas.
Mm-hmm.
I'm surprised that Shomolu was left out because I live in Shomolu. And the truth must be told, Collins. I mean, all the time, I don't like the fact that Shomolu was left out. Because if I look at what goes on in Shomolu, I mean, people
you don't
are not...
Them.
Yeah, I mean, it should be part of it. Mm. People are too careful in Shomolu, I must tell you this. Look at viewing centers, for example. I mean, when there is a football match, look at the crowd, no mask, nothing whatsoever. So, though, I mean, the local government should not be, that Shomolu should be among as well. People are too carefree. saying, I mean, that's what I've been calling. Truth must be told. It's my local government.
All right.
I mean, I'm here, so I know what goes on here.
All right. Thank you so much for being honest. Thank you so much for being honest about this. And appreciate you for this report. I'm sure they're listening. The PTF listens to us. So I'm sure about that. Thank you again. Chukwe Buka calling from Shomolu saying that they're supposed to mention Shomolu, say he's surprised. But I don't know. Do you feel the same way about your neighborhood? How far? How come Ikorodu is not mentioned? If let's say Ikorodu people are doing normal, Abi, is it? Do you want us to invite PTF to your side? What's up, Lagos? Good morning. Oh la la. What's up, Lagos?
What's up, Lagos?
Yes. Good morning.
Good morning to you.
Oh la la. Who do we have this morning?
Yes. This is Mouthpiece.
Oh, Martins, where are you calling from, Martins?
I'm coming from Oriade local government.
How far now? What's happening, Oriade?
Oriade does the kulu.
All right. Come back. It's 10:31. We are live on What's Up Lagos. We are asking you to give us a report of what's happening in your neighborhood as we get set to celebrate the Nigerian comedians that have shaped the Nigerian comedy industry. And we need to celebrate this. Now, you tell me your funniest joke. Make sure it's radio friendly. The funniest comedy joke that you've heard. I mean, any comedy performance that top of my head like this, I'm listening to Alibaba, I'm listening to even my head, I'm listening to Basket Man right now. I'm listening to all of them. I'm listening to everyone in the head because they all have given us, you know, funny comedies that, you know, performances that we will never forget. Some of them are found on YouTube, you find them there. And we go back to this. Today's the day we celebrate them. We'll get into that in just a moment. But first, let's continue our daily reports. And remember that I asked the question that which subsector of the creative industry are you a fan of? And you can send a WhatsApp message to contribute on that. The number for WhatsApp is 0809-597-5805. 0809-597-5805. That's the number. And then if you'd like to call me up live, and if you've called for, like, you know, this year you don't call, or you've called for a while, the last 6 months you've called, just like I always say, punky for one side, you understand? By the way, that punky, that word, now AY, after I hear that word from punky, you know, AY the comedian, yeah, that's right. So, punky for where you did, just stay where you did for there, you understand? Let those who are trying to call in, and then you would always have the opportunity to call always. Trust me, there is always that opportunity for you to call on the radio show. 0700-993-993-993, that's the number. And don't forget, What's Up Lagos, the password, you've got a screen. What's up, Lagos?
What's up, Lagos?
Yes!
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 Yes! Yes!
Yes! Yes! Yes! My neighbor, how are you doing? Yes! Yes! Yes!
Yes! Oh my God!
Woo! Woo! How do you feel, man?
Charlie's been so happy. It's my first time calling.
Wow.
At the train.
Wow.
Oh my God!
Woo! Yay! Woo! Yes. Wow. I'm excited. Are they excited? I can't fear against it. Let me excited.
It's not like saying a Canadian visa just be like, we cannot die.
My God, it's like that.
It is like that, too. And you know why it's been a sweet Irish ballet?
Tell me.
Now, your show now won't spend the whole heat, this cool for Nigerian info.
And this is the first time.
I tried. And now your show. Oh, my God.
Yes. I'm happy, man. Take your time. Your first time caller. So what's your sweet name? Wow.
Yeah, my name is Amaka.
Amaka.
Yeah.
Amaka that does not disappoint. This is Amaka that does not disappoint. This
yes, is. Oh my God!
I'm happy for you.
Well done. How you doing now?
Fine. No, how are you, Amaka?
I'm very, very good.
Great.
In fact, I'm so happy that I was able to get you. I need this most of love,
Madasta.
Oh my God. Colin, okay.
Yeah.
This February last year,
okay,
I got engaged.
Oh!
And then.
This is the kind of news I want to hear.
Oh my God. Like, it was February 14th. That same February 14th, my cousin's birthday. Today is my husband's younger brother's birthday. This morning, love. Man.
Oh my.
I don't feel love. Like, in fact, yesterday, my little whale. Today, I don't do it. I feel for my brother-in-law, you know.
Yeah.
I thought they pray, may God give me that grace, you know. The love not be just unto, you know, husband, wife, matter, you know, brother, sister, but show the little one where you feed Jews.
That's right.
You know that kind of thing.
That's right.
So, may God just give me, you know, the little ones when if you give me a feed, a gift to people the way I feed.
That's the right mood, man. Amaka, thank you so much. I made sure you enjoy your time on radio because your first time of calling, and I'm excited that you're calling for the first time. Yes. Keep listening.
Oh yeah, totori me one time. Totori me two times. Totori me three times. Totori me four times.
Well, it's Nigeria's number one for talk, 99.3 Nigeria Info. Sometimes you let the music talk, like you don't hear the music talk. It's always a jam when Olamide and Wizkid come on the track, always, you know, from time immemorial. And that has been the story, and you can't take that away from them. Lagos, Nigeria. This is What's Up, Lagos. I see Besamakia at the door, you know, coming to say hi. That's okay. One of the baddest producers I know on the planet. Anyways, for those who are just tuning in, I'm asking you to give me a report of what's happening right after your, in your neighborhood. Yes, okay. What's happening in your neighborhood? I also want to know if people are actually observing social distancing. Are you feeling the feel of love in your neighborhood? Are people talking about rekindling love for one another, for special ones? Or what's the feel? Is everyone just worried about COVID? Or are people just living their life normal, like nothing is happening? And there's some people who call and say, I don't understand how these people are saying Valentine. Valentine is like every other month. We know your type.
Yes.
Well, first, Salo, you want to run and come back later. We know your type. Whatever the story is, we like to know what the feel is each and every day. And that's exactly what we're talking about. 0700-993-993-993. Now, I say we'll be celebrating comedians, all right, that shaped the Nigerian comedy industry. And that's what we'll do on the Info Spotlight after the next five calls. What's up, Lagos? Hey, what's up, Lagos? Good morning. Oh, la, la. What's up, Lagos? Good morning to you.
I remember that time.
You remember which time? Which time you remember?
Wait.
Hello? Which time? Are you down?
Is it your song? I remember that time when I was always bored.
Okay.
Nowhere to go, no station to listen to.
Ew.
And Jani Fo came and gave me calling. Collins gave me what's up, Lagos?
Ew.
What's up, Lagos? Colin.
Avana.
Good morning.
Yes, Oluwaseun. You have 10 seconds left, 30 seconds you've got every day, so you use like 30 to sing.
Colin Sweetner. Now you talk, say you want to wait for the Apple Fire.
Oh, yeah, now tell me.
No call.
Hey, if you send me say WhatsApp now, nah, I must always call. Anyways, go ahead. Tell me what's happening in your area.
Yeah, you could do this. I don't know. No face mask. We are not included in the...
Okay, I'm surprised that they're not included. Are you surprised too?
I'm surprised too.
Oh boy.
I'm surprised.
Why?
So, do you know? How do you put on no mask here? It's not... It's an archaic stuff here to me.
Wow. All right, so...
Keep enjoying your day.
Yes, man. Thank you for calling attention to that. Also, I was wondering because you know, from our reportage, from day to day, we get to get reports every day on the show how people are complying with nose masks, with COVID-19 protocols as much. So it's a bit of a wonder to most people that some areas, Somolu, Ikorodu now has made the list. Man, Amaka was so much energy, and even the last caller too with the song and all that.
Yeah. You know what I mean? I wanted to ask a quick question. Why is it that they're always singing on your show?
Because everyone is a singer in Lagos. Don't you all sing?
Everybody wants to drop records.
Everybody Nazis for Lagos. Hello. Even if you don't want to sing, you have artistic tendencies.
As in.
You know, because
I drop a few tunes though.
Are you serious?
Couple of
hey, artist Jasmine. What's up, Lagos? Oh, let's see. What's up, Lagos? Good morning.
Hello, what's up, Lagos?
What's up?
Yes, I greet you.
Double.
This is Don Dukwe from Sabayaba.
Don Dukwe, how is Sabayaba this morning?
Yes, Sabayaba. I'm just coming from your wire to Maku Kun, Church Street, and near Sele, former Sele headquarters worldwide. Maku Kun here. The situation report is that when you see 100 people, you see at least 40 people wearing masks. And it's a little bit better than last month, the last 2 months. Yes,
right.
A little bit, I believe. Even inside, there is a bus I saw passing. Almost everybody is wearing masks.
Oh, great.
Face masks. Unlike before.
Before.
Unlike before, you can see even one person. Before you see one person, I don't doubt it. So that is just a situation report. And at the wire, the same thing. Sabo. It's more than, Sabo is around 70%. So that is just a situation report.
All right, great. Thank you so much for that report. Appreciate you a lot.
All right.
I think you deserve a shaker to hear that things are improving in Sabayaba. John Dukwe for that report. Thank you. And if you care about your neighborhood, you make it a point of duty to give reports of what's happening every morning. Not say you just want to tell us. Now, based on say, make people know what they happen so that we know what to do. You know, those who do something about it can do something about it. That's exactly what we're talking about. 0700-993-993-993, that's the number. I said 5 calls. That was the 4th call. The 3rd. Okay, that's 3rd. So I have 2 more to go before we get into celebrating comedians that shape the Nigerian comedy industry. I know most of you will start... hello, what's up, Lagos? Don't forget, I'm asking you... hello, what's up, Lagos? Good morning, sorry.
Hello, good morning. What's up, Lagos?
Great, what's up? How you doing?
I'm on the corner since last year.
Are you serious? No vex. Now, because of you, we do the show. Say today you must call, and you have entered.
My brother.
Your name first.
Mr. Ali Besta. One name, okay.
Okay, welcome. One name.
Okay, my brother. So they talk to you. I'm not Ali for now.
Okay. What's
it
happening?
Don't be like the COVID-19 not reach this side. Though. Everybody, nobody wear mask. So.
For Ladikpo.
And they tell you, my brother, the inside market. You come like I wear back of clothes. As I wear my mask, they look like, wait, who be this one, no?
For instance, Lagos. Let me say, we there. For Lagos, yeah, Ladikpo. Hey!
I tell you, my brother.
Oh, boy.
Small matter. All these boys, they say, container, not be like, say, that they COVID-19 they are around, though.
Let me ask somebody, say, if you get anybody for the ask, I say, why don't I know the wear mask?
My brother, last time I went back off float, as they talk to you now, they look like, say, where this all come from?
Oh, boy.
So, now the situation at hand now. So, I'll make my
idea. Oh, thank you. Man, did you hear that report in Ladikpo? Is Ladikpo under the mainland? I don't know where, what local government like to put us under. All right, anyways. No, go ahead. Comfort, you see?
Ladipo,
there's no Ladipo
close at
Ikeja. That's Ikeja GRS. Oh, so that is under Ikeja. Maybe that is where the thing is coming from. Now, hello, sir. Those who are reporting, they say Ikeja local government is under those that are danger areas to go. You know, that means government house is in danger. Just kidding, man. But guys, this is a pointer to the fact that a lot of people take this for granted, and the numbers are reflecting in those areas. You know, if we want to go by the report, a lot of people say Ikorodu is supposed to be the least, and a number of other places. But hearing this about Ladipo, I'm not surprised, because even if you go to markets, you see a number of people wear masks, but most people, their attitude towards it, in fact, they almost want to make you feel like you are stupid, you're mad, if you want to insist on masks. And that's bad. What's up, Lagos? Good morning. So there's a feed call.
Hello.
What's up, Lagos?
What's up, Lagos?
Yes, yes, yes. Good morning. Who do we have?
Mr. Collins, good morning.
Good morning to you.
Yes. Your colors can still so amaze me.
Thank you, man.
In fact, you really have a lot of fans, love. Because
are you serious?
Indeed. Oh. This is Richard from Festac.
Hey, how is Festac this morning, Richard?
Festac is...
No, don't go. Don't leave me. All right.
Hello.
Yeah, is the first tag is cool? Did you say? Did I hear?
Yes, everyone is observing all the poor. In fact, if you are coming with that mask, you are a suspect indeed.
Wow. Wow. Great.
Yes.
Rachel, I got your name right. Rachel, right?
Yes, okay. I'm on the Finland Road.
Okay, great.
Fantastic. So everyone is respecting his self here.
Wow, that's great. Shout out to everyone.
Any of the offices without a mask.
Uh-huh.
So,
mm-hmm.
I really do well here.
Great, great to know. Really great to know. Thank you so much for that report. Appreciate you a lot.
Bye.
All right. Okay, great. That's the feed call. We ended. Now it's time to trace the progressive growth of the Nigerian comedy industry and also recognize the pioneers of the comedy industry in Nigeria, and also do what I would call to recreate fond memories we have about the comedy scene in Nigeria. Now, the comedy scene has evolved from, you know, stand-up comedy to many, 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 many things, to the point where it's now comedy skits and all that. But guys, we have come a long way. But you know, the home of comedy, the actual home of comedy, it's not television. It's radio, guys. Let me just go straight. For how many of you, if you know a grandfather, because some of us, it's our granddad that listened to things like this. If you have heard of Zebudiah, King Zebudiah or Grigori, did you ever hear of Grigori or Gasha? Did you ever hear of that? Anyways, of course, you didn't hear that because you don't care to know where our journey, our story is. But that's why today we would go back into it. About 60 years ago, historical findings revealed that comedy industry in Nigeria has practically non-existence. It wasn't in existence at the time. However, through the concerted efforts, all right, of a set of dedicated first-generation comedians like the likes of Babasala, you know, Papilue, Gringori, I mentioned earlier, Chief Zebrudaya, Jaguar. Who remembers Jaguar? Hacha, you don't know Jaguar. Anyways, these are amongst the names that you would talk that the guys are pioneers, you know, in the industry. Now, a unique industry, you know, centered around making people laugh was born at a time. And this was further improved upon by a set of the second generation. So that I mentioned was the first generation. Now the second generation of comedians, particularly Babao, the only one with the Baba in his name. No, there was being a Baba before the Baba. That's Baba Sala. Now this one is the Baba is at the end. Ali Baba is one of the biggest things for the second generation of comedians. You know, he brought the key revolution to the business of comedy, in that the subsector is now regarded as the third largest in the country's entertainment industry, with an estimated revenue generating annual capacity of 50 billion naira. So in case you don't know, you're wondering how big the revenue from the comedy industry, you know, I think it's much more than that, because if you add the figures of these online comedy, my brother, it'll be more than that. So 50 billion naira is not a small money for an industry, for a third world country. We need to remind ourselves of that, guys. Our industry might have grown, you know, gone far, but we're still a third worlder. So that means to control this kind of amount of money in a country that is third world in the comedy industry, that means something great is happening there. Only the very smart ones really understand what I'm saying, because if you look at it, there are everything working against the third worlders. You know, we don't live in a country where it's easy for you to, you know, identify your talents and just explore your talents and grow and find opportunities that would pay you. Like, we appreciate your effort. You know, the opportunities, but the opportunities is the one that you used to, you know, you want to learn. You use it. They'll say, you know, you're just coming. And if you do like 5-6 years, we'll start paying you. When in the industry where you have to spend 15, 20 years sometimes before you start reasoning. Yeah, in some countries, it's faster. In some other places, it's faster. In countries that are not third world countries, it's faster. In 2 years, you put in your effort, you get your results. All right? So you have to understand this to know that it's a big industry. And shout out to the second generation of our comedians. Also, it is based on this backdrop that you and I today on the show, ladies and gentlemen, friends, foes, Jasmine, Comfort, and everyone else listening to the radio show, we are going to be celebrating comedians that shape the country's comedy industry. Now, you call and tell me your favorite until you just celebrate them. Wherever they are, they're listening by chance. Those who are alive, celebrate. Their children are listening. You just celebrate them from your heart. Say, thank you. Thank you for taking depression out of our lives. Thank you for saving Nigerians. With everything that's going on, comedy has played a major role, and the industry has evolved. Like you heard that brief, you know, put together, of course, by Tosin Akinride, of course, well-researched. In names like, go and research. If you're young and you don't know these names, you will still laugh. You'll find something so amusing. You see where comedy is coming from, all right? Go and find out more about Baba Sala. Listen to their comedy. Listen to Papa Louie and is it Papa Sue? Yeah. And all these gentlemen, make sure you allow them. And then also, know about Grigori, know about Zebrodiah, know about these guys. And we'll talk about them when we come back. We need to go on a break now, pick some bills, and after that, What's Up Lagos continue. We're celebrating on Info Spotlight, the comedy industry, and comedians that have shaped our Nigerian comedy industry. We'll be right back after it's What's Up Lagos! You already know, it's What's Up Lagos, Nigeria's number one for Talk 99.3. That's where you are, or we are moving swiftly and slowly into the next element of the show. But we need to bring you to celebrate our comedians. I played that clip from a very old clip that I don't think I was born when it came out. But you could hear the sound, you could hear and you could still laugh at what he was saying. Grigori, actually, in that clip, were hiding from their Oga and their madam. They're like aides in the house. And the reason at the time, Apollo was the thing, you know, the way we are doing COVID right now. Apollo was maybe the thing at the time. So in that piece, madam had Apollo one morning, and Grigori say he knows that if you come in contact with someone who has Apollo, it will catch you. So they were hiding from madam for morning. I said, where's madam? Madam, you call it Grigori, and he didn't respond. And that was a clip I just played for you. If you listen to it, I mean, that was it. It was really fun. But back to the matter. We're celebrating comedians who indeed have shaped the industry. And particularly the second generation comedians, headed by Ali Baba, of course. The most prominent name amongst them is Ali Baba. Like, they call him the king of comedy, as it were. And the other people on that list, of course, there's Basket Damal, there's A.Y. Makun, there's Julius Agu, you know, in no particular order. There's Akpororo, there's Bovi, Godons, Igodai, I go die the hell, die the hell. Don't mind me, I can act that way sometimes. That's what Nigerians say. I can't call him, I can't mention his name because I'll be confessing something negative. Have you heard that before? You've heard that before, right? Anyway, so those are some of the names. Agodai, Okay Bakasi, How can we forget that? Now, what other names would you like to mention amongst these? I mean, I just mentioned the top nine of these guys. Nine. If there's another person that missed out, I mean, you can remind me. It's no award. I'm not giving anybody an award. We're just celebrating them, their impact, the impact of their craft on our lives. It's not common radio. You don't get to hear this all the time. You don't make this a topic on different radios. We do it because we know it's important. We acknowledge the work that has been put in for us to get to where we are today, especially in the creative industry. And comedy is one that we must celebrate. Now, as you get excited about life, get excited about the month of February, the month of a lot of goodies and a lot of stuff coming up. If you get excited, as you get excited about, you know, looking forward to having the techers on the show, because a lot of people I've received messages, how's it going to sound? What's it going to be? Don't worry. Loading. Next week is here. You never know. Next week is here. And we'll have it. It's going to be fun. I'm sure about that. But for now, let's celebrate the comedians. Let's celebrate the industry, all right? And I have a number of questions for you as you call in to celebrate. And I know some people will be laughing now. Me, I remember some basket mouth joke on my own. I can wake up from a dream and be laughing. Is that crazy? That's the kind of impact.
So basket mouth is your favorite?
No, there's not even favorite here. They all have their roles. You know, they have their own roles. Now, you know, why people really wonder... See, each of these comedians I mentioned, one of the Alibaba, Basket Mouth, AY, you know, Julius Agu, Akoro, Bovi, Godons, I Go Die, Oke Bakasi. You see all those nine people I've just mentioned like this.
Funny.
No, apart from funny, they didn't just make comedy a laughing matter. You understand? They're the guys that made the show that comedy is serious business. And mm-hmm. Alibaba is a champion mm-hmm. of that.
True.
He's one of the guys that will go on stage and say a number of jokes and not necessarily say anything vulgar, but you all will laugh. That's one thing you guys fail to understand. He will even say, he will quote the matter. He will quote the matter. And mind you, he also has a lot of experience on radio. He used to host a show right here on Nigeria Info, which was, you know, an amazing show with a lot of comedians and all that. So... You could see that maturity you could see that different side of comedy beyond just, you know, they used to see comedians as clowns. Not every comedian is a clown and things like that. So everyone has played their own role. Of course, you know AY, his AY life experience that we all talk about. Yes. You know Basket Mouth, of course. Basket Mouth is pretty much connected the African continent as far as comedy is concerned. Yep. He's the first guy shooting South Africa, going to the US and all that. We all know the story. Is he AY? Is he Julius Agu? Bros, you don't tell. Is he Akororo? Is he Bovi? Bovi?
And the thing about...
Is it Bovi or is it Godons?
Hallelujah. People is that
for light up, no,
it was actually in K-set. If you remember, the comedies were in CDs.
Yeah, we used to buy K-set to play the comedy and watch Night of a Thousand Laughs.
Yes.
So I mean, they've come a long way. So what area? These are the questions for you. What are the fond memories of the comedy shows you have attended before the pandemic? Aha. Comedy shows used to be, you know, all those shows. You have to be there and laugh. The fond memories. You know, how developed do you think the country's comedy sector has become? That's another question. And then lastly, who do you regard as your best comedian? Who do you regard as your best comedian? So best is relative. So it's not like when I say best, are you best, Amaki, huh? Anyways, just kidding. Best is relative. So your best is what we want to know. 0700-993-993-993. 0700-993-993-993. Now, if you want to show, say, you be comedian, you say, go. You sabi, you love this comedy industry, and you love your favorite comedian, you are going to crack one of his or her joke. Now, you noticed when I mentioned the comedian list, I didn't mention ladies, women, female comedians, or comedians, if you like. That's not because they're not there on the list, though. This is just a few I mentioned. There are a lot of other women, of course, you know. There's you know Helen Paul. There's some people you just remember and you laugh. And then let's not forget the ones that are in the movie. So, there's Mukwao, there's Sam Loco. So those ones still doing that one way of comedy. You know, those ones, they cover Hollywood. I say Hollywood. Chai Collins. Come home.
Come home.
Nollywood, cover those ones. Can That's why they mentioned them.
We have to give it to Aki and Pop, especially Pop.
The Aki and Pop, or both of
the
them.
The legend himself.
All of them are Aki. These are legends. No, we do Nollywood. Today is not Nollywood. It's comedy.
Yeah.
It's strictly comedy. Not. Yes.
But we maybe have next to credit we'll do... our guy.
Yes, of course.
He has traveled the world.
Before you turn this right here, Papa, we're talking about comedians. The questions are, what are your fond memories of comedy shows you've attended before the pandemic? And how developed do you think the country's comedy sector has become? And who do you regard as your best comedian yet? Your best comedian. Absolutely. Awesome. And then can you crack one of his or a joke? So if you say your best comedian, you crack joke. If you like, go and crack right joke there. Because there are jokes. There are jokes you can hear and laugh, but you won't crack it. You can't crack it. Because you don't have the hammer. Don't leave me now. Somebody say don't leave me. Hey.
No, I'm not giving you that one. You don't bang.
Crack. No, that's don't leave me now.
Crack.
That's the pun. I said you can't crack the joke. Don't go and crack anyhow. Say some people, there are jokes you can hear, but you can't crack. Because you don't have the hammer. That's don't leave me now. It's don't leave me, my friend.
Seven over ten.
Hello, it's don't leave me. Please call her. Is that not don't leave me?
Seven over ten.
Anyways, let's get to the calls. You can send your tweets also at Nigeria Info FM. You can send WhatsApp to 0809-597-5805.
Yes,
what's
sir.
What's up, Lagos?
What's up, Lagos?
Welcome. Who do we have?
Good morning. I want to be anonymous.
Oh, great. Okay. Anonymous. Ah.
Yeah. I have a reason why.
Okay, go ahead.
Because as someone who works, I've worked with some of these comedians.
Okay. Oh, yeah.
So I've seen a few of them. Like not many of them up to and everything.
Okay.
But as time goes by, as time went by, rather, I started having my favorite thing by the time.
Okay.
But for now, I think my all-time favorite one now is someone like really crazy.
Acapella.
Acapella.
Na fu.
Acapella will leave you laughing and crying.
Please, in comedy, you can call somebody a fool, please. Not a crime. So please, don't fight me.
That's
it.
It's
a big fool, Acapella. It's a big fool.
Then we have some greats too that you didn't mention. Probably.
No, you can add now. Like who?
I can Gandoki, Pastor Chariah Jr. Those are two people that I know.
Yeah, that's right.
But Capella is just my man. Anytime.
Yeah.
Just him holding the mic, Capella has already.
I'm telling you. So how developed do you think the country's comedy sector has become?
Well, we are not where we used to be, but we are not. But I don't think we are where we're supposed to be. We are growing. We are growing. Especially with the normally, comedy was just a side attraction.
Yeah.
For shows then. But now we have comedy shows.
Yep.
We have other things outside attraction.
You know, the industry, that's great. That's really, really great point to make. We need to always aspire to get better because, man, you know, the only time you stop is when you're number one, right? Even at that, you keep staying number one. All right.
Yes.
Anyway.
So, mm-hmm. Yes. Then I can't wait for next week, though.
I know, right?
I'm waiting for Andre.
Take it. We all are waiting, aren't we? We are waiting. It's going to be fun, man.
Have a good day, bro.
Yeah, you too, man. Enjoy. So the 50 billion naira capacity industry, the comedy industry, is what we're talking about. We're celebrating. We're looking at your favorite comedian. And let's talk about some fun memories you had attending comedy shows before the pandemic showed. Is that not Don't Leave Me? All right, shows and show. Please say it. Don't leave me now.
Don't leave me.
Anyway.
What calling is this somebody in this studio?
Let's take more calls and hear. You know, who is that new comedian? What's up, Lagos?
What's up, Lagos?
What's up? Good morning. Who do we have?
Good morning. This is Don Duku from Savoyaba. Talking about comedians.
Yes, let's go.
Chief Zavada, you carry go move Elias. What are the chief of him? Be told like Elias. He said, "Dudu, the chief can one powerless."
You're a fan of.
That is where I started. I started listening to comedy. Though we have so many others in those first generation.
Yeah.
Then this last generation, I mean this second generation, is Alibaba.
Are you serious?
When Alibaba was hosting a program in this very studio. I become a comedian of a sort, because on Thursdays, he used to give us chance to do any comedy you want. In fact, I was number one.
Wow. Yeah.
Don Dikwe from Savoyaba.
Thank you, Don Dikwe. Yeah.
Yeah. So we have other comedians like Uche Ogbuagbo from the East and the better one from
Uche Ogbuagbo. Yes, okay.
Uche Ogbuagbo. In fact, that one is another human being. Hmm. Then we have better one from Enugu as well.
Well
those guys are wonderful.
Wow.
And so they're just wonderful. Then talk about Baba Suwe as well.
Baba Suwe, yes.
Then, oh, don't try that, man.
No, man.
Now you will laugh that.
I'm telling you. Thank you so much for calling. Appreciate you. Great, man. You know, what's up, Lagos? Is what the show is called. It's 15 minutes past the hour of 11. You're listening to on our info spotlight today. We're celebrating comedians, Nigerian comedians. We are talking and celebrating the comedians that shaped the Nigerian comedy industry. And we think that it's necessary to do this because the industry has grown to become a 50 billion naira industry. And that means it engages more and more young minds. And the good thing about the industry is that it's one industry, just like most creative industry, that age does not matter. You can be funny at any age. You can be funny at any age. No, no. Oh, God bless the soul of the late Sam Loco. You just see him, you start laughing. Because you know what can come out. You say, young man, my friend, come here. Is it that you do not see the line of when we are talking? Or is it what you are... You will start laughing now. You know that for sure. And guys, that's a beautiful thing we're doing today. We all know it's been a part of our lives. And let's celebrate them. What's up, Lagos?
What's up, Lagos?
Yes! 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 Welcome, 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 welcome. This is the Lagos.
Colin, good morning.
Good morning to you.
This Sunday here on the line.
Oh, Sunday. Sunday, where are you calling from this morning?
I'm calling from Bariga.
Oh, great, great. How's Bariga Sunday? That was a lot of energy. I need to give you a 3 yeses. Yes, yes, yes.
Thanks a lot. Yes. Bariga is very fine. Cool and calm and quiet.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, everything went fine.
Thank you so much.
My best edition comedian is... I think I could mention very few. Like a super story.
Okay.
Cockra at Dawn.
Okay.
And then
you're talking about sitcom. We're talking about comedians. Stand-up comedians.
I'm not really into that.
Great, fantastic. Thank you for being honest and letting me know that you're not. But you know, that's strange. Yes, come on. Speak to the mic.
Okay, he was talking about the series of the...
Oh, I know. There was some form of comedy, of course. There's some form of comedy, too, no doubt.
Fuji House of Commotion.
Uh-huh.
Family bonding setting.
Yes, I mean...
Fuji House was on you.
That's how much comedy has been a part of our lives. Because even some of these stand-up comedians also we double as the guys who see on the screen.
Yeah. Yep.
You know, I mean, today now, look at my flatmates. It's one of the most watched series on television. And it's funny. And I mean, each character there. And then we've come a long way. We've really come a long way. That's why we must celebrate those who have dedicated their lives and their time and their energy and their resources to ensuring that the comedy industry grows. Because you don't want to know how many people's life that industry has touched. Some of them maybe they've seen their papa now. They carry load. What's up, Lagos?
What's up, Lagos?
Yes, yes, and yes. Welcome. Oh, la la. Who do we have this morning?
My name is George and Juliet. Look at us in the car, George and Juliet.
Oh, John and Juliet.
George and Juliet.
Oh, George. George and Juliet. This month of love, I welcome you to the show. Let's
Amen.
Talk.
Month of Valencia, month of love.
Yes, so...
What's
up, Juliet?
How are you?
We're great. Wow.
Okay.
I love it. I love the energy from the car. Let's talk about...
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
my comedy I liked there was Papa Linko, apart from Zebrodaya, Papa Linko.
Okay.
And there's one comic on the magazine, Down Down the Sexy Guy.
Hmm.
Boy, don't go there. Don't go there.
Oh, are you...
The Papa Linko and Papilume, too.
Okay.
They're the comedians, too.
Yeah.
These are people that study theater.
That's Papilume, yes.
Yes.
That's right.
They study it and they are professionals in that field.
Mm-hmm.
So they give us a lot of energy and comic relief those days.
That's right. That's right.
Then this generation of comedy, they are really doing us, they are doing a great job. But the area I don't really like is when they say your father, your mother, your father. But we know it's that, comedy anyway.
The thing has turned to normal thing now, normal greeting for town. That guy, stupid guy, this guy is your father, yeah. And then I'm like, come on.
Me. Thank you to Alibaba, Basket Mouth.
Yeah.
Kofi, my guy. Kofi, my guy from you like this.
Uh-huh.
Thank you to all those guys.
Oh, man.
There's one guy from Alibaba set.
Okay.
I'm looking at this guy. His name is...
Clint the Drunk. Name. Someone just mentioned Clint the Drunk now. Hey.
Yes.
Clint
the Drunk.
Now, remember that.
Yes. Thanks so much, man. Nice talking to you guys, man.
Thank you so much. And enjoy, bye-bye. George and Juliet. Have fun.
Yeah.
And
have a great day.
Yes, I'm playing a song for both of you now. Just listen to it. And everyone...
Right. Okay, thank you. You have a love song, eh?
Listen to it. Just tune to your radio. You love it. I promise you.
Thank you.
Ladies and gentlemen, let's not forget that it's the month of love and we are still in that mood. It's the month that brings a lot of it to our doorsteps every day.
Uh-uh.
And that's what we get to express.
Employ colleagues for your sweet talks for every 14.
Well, it's Nigeria's number one for talk, 99.3 Nigeria Info. You know what?
Never know how much I love you. Never know how much I care. When you put your arms around me, I get a fever that's so hard to bear. You give me fever. When you kiss me, fever. When you hold me tight, fever. In the morning, a fever all through the night. Sun lights up the daytime, moon lights up the night. I light up when you call my name, and you know I'm gonna treat you right. You give me fever when you kiss me, fever when you hold me tight. Fever in the morning, a fever all through the night. Everybody's got the fever, that is something you all know. Fever isn't such a new thing, fever started long ago.
What's up, Lagos, baby?
Romeo loved Juliet, Juliet, she felt the same. When he put his arms around her, he said, Julie, baby, you're my flame. Now give us fever. When we kiss us, fever with thy flaming youth. Fever, I'm a fire. Fever, yea, I burn forsooth.
We are your number one love station right here. It's Nigeria Info 99.3. You know, sometimes all we need is a flame of chance and we'll make you... Well, just a spark of chance will make you a flame of romance, actually. And that's what we try to do, listening to those two lovely lovebirds calling us on radio. If you feel the same way, don't hate the game, just appreciate. That's it. Yours to come. And the good thing is Valentine is not just a time for love between man and woman. It could be love between children and parents. It could be love between colleagues. You know, there's a colleague, you know they're doing their work well, they're great, they're inspiring you one way or the other. You know, you could show some love. All right? That's it. And it's genderless based because love is filled, you know, it's in our hearts, whether you like it or not. Every heart. That's why the sign of love is like the sign of heart. because every heart has love. You have to, you know, dig deep and get it out sometimes. Well, guys, we're still live on Nigeria's number one for Talk 99.3 Nigeria Info this beautiful morning. And we are super excited to wrap up this talk about comedians and in just a moment, because our next Mata on the Table, where the ladies will be joining, Jasmine, is first of all give us an update of what's happening in the social media highlights, and then we'd also bring to the fore the topic on our chat room today from 11:30 is what's your go-to meal? Like, if you wake up now, pa, we are, what's that go-to meal? Let me say, you know, everyone, I can't be always surprised if everybody say rice, because
that's what I wanted to say. Why are we deceiving ourselves? Globally, our go-to meal is rice. Nigerians can eat jollof rice, coconut rice,
fried rice,
white rice, fried rice, basmati rice, local rice,
Concussion rice. It's just rice that comes in different forms.
Yes, let's just be honest.
So everybody is still rice, right?
It's rice.
Rice is rice. But... let's say rice is everyone's go-to meal. I mean, let's hear from Lagos and find out. If it is, man, there's problem. No, it's true. There's problem.
Actually, that's why we all have big tummies. Well, apart from Collins. Collins is very ripped. But you see, super.com.
Nah, see.
I can even give you if
you want. Honestly.
If you need extra, I can give you.
Extra.
Oh, man. I love that realism with which you guys spoke that, because a lot of people, some people want to kill themselves because, you know, you'll be eating rice every day. You didn't know the consequences.
Hello.
What's up, Lagos?
Yes.
Hey, good morning.
Good morning. Calling again, did you throw MC Abby?
Why did I throw? Hey, that's true.
Abby.
Hey, that's true. Added
one
to the
comedians.
I didn't throw it.
This guy is so funny in the sense that whenever I'm about to go with my handbag, I remember all of his jokes. He said that men should be ladies and handbags. So we can carry television set, refrigerator,
in the handbag. It's not a lie, now. It's not a lie. Because
when I remember this guy's show, I began to look my smaller.
I think, thank you so much for reminding us. I think we underestimate the handbags, women, ladies' handbag. We underestimate the power of that. And I think that comedian said the right thing. They can carry a whole house in that handbag. We'll talk about that when we come back after the break, because we need to pick some bills. It's still What's Up Lagos. And when we come back, we switch the conversation a bit.
It's What's Up Lagos, baby. Get set.
Play a lot of love songs, like a number of love songs that, you know, will bring some kind of memories, and just remind us of the beauty of love itself. That's a four-letter word. How powerful that is. But I hope I get to find a number of them to bring to the fore as we proceed. It's 11:29. You're live on Nigeria's number one for talk. It's 99.3 Nigeria Info. Jasmine is on this side. We'll be switching over to her now to hear what's happening in the social media highlights and what's going on. We hear that copy suing Davido. I don't understand. From Zlatan to Davido. No. I'm beginning to... He's suing Davido's aide for... Is he aid? Or Davido's team, one of his members, for making a comment about
her. That's why they say when two people are fighting, it's the goes to put mouth where they collect.
Because Mr. Davido suspects...
You,
suspect,
when your father don't be billionaire, you go collect. Who go pay your lawyer bill now?
Ah. Billionaires are talking, you now went to talk.
You went to talk with your Samsung account.
Who 30 billion. Was talking, you know.
She didn't even address David, though.
She can't address David now. Because he has where they meet.
He's finished.
Billion.
How can
finish coffee? The guy. The guy feel blow now.
She's going to bring one of her daddy's best lawyers. He's finished. He's actually finished.
No, this one a hype. She can't do it. Let's not forget that the Nigerian society is watching everything. You see, when we're doing things, and that's why I love listening to Uncle Jimmy Disu, because he's going to declare you so kind things, we always forget. Let me tell you, society is watching everything you're doing, every single thing. They're watching, if you are saying this and that, this and that. I don't believe that anybody wants to use their position publicly to intimidate others, even though a lot of people have done it. Anyone that has done that in the past, it's a matter of time that things will turn, and then they'll remind you of when you were on the other side, how you behaved. So that's just my own, I would say, about this thing. But let's just assume that it maybe is, let me not take it seriously, maybe not just all this hype. After this, maybe she'll go drop another album or drop another song, because that's the kind of thing.
Because if she really goes to court, there'll be problems. There's no
way that she's going to survive.
Problem, what is she suing for, by the way?
She said defamation of her character. Mm-hmm.
Okay, how? Yeah, how?
Well, first of all...
What did the guy say?
She said that she went through the contract and she has... gone through it, and she has not seen any breach of the contract. So she says that for Mr. Israel, who came out to actually make that statement, she'll be suing him to court. And she said, Israel, meet me in court. Hey! And she said that she's not even going to comment on the whole topic again because it's not a legal issue.
That means it's a serious matter.
I said she went to go and say, Daddy, I'm here for violence.
No, that's not violence now. That's not violence.
That's the road to violence. You don't have to fight.
The court is supposed to settle
verbal. See, verbal actions, are more violent than physical actions. So
you know
she's actually on the road to violence.
That's like your business, you understand? But you see the month of love? How many of you missed this jam?
That year.
All right. She want Marino. I hope so. She's happy. Cuckoo watching. Hope your love goes sweet past the sheet. Baby girl, I say your body na killer. Oh, hey, I'll be the diet of your body. Oh, hey, only on your body. That girl for the corner. There's somebody made a call. I'm a call. The wine, I'm a sea fire for body. And if she follow me, go now, enjoyment go kill her. Baby girl, you bad. Girl, the way you wine. I demand over you, girl. I demand over you, girl. Say you are my woman, my super woman. I demand over you, girl. I demand over you, girl. For the love, tell her one, make you one for the door. Last half for the love, tell her one, but you die for the door. Die for the love, tell her one, make you one for the door. Tell her one for the love, tell her die for the love. If I sing for you, you gon' love me, oh baby, love me nonstop. I will love you nonstop. Always this you want top, baby, oh baby, oh. All about you, oh, want me, oh. Play the music non-stop. Tell them dance to my song. Tell them shake bum bum. Oh, hey. That girl for the corner. There's somebody made a call. I'm a call. Oh, hey. See the wine. I'm a sea fire for body. Fire for body. And if you follow me, go now. Enjoyment go kill. I'm a kill. Baby girl, you bad. Girl, you where you bad. I demand you bad, you girl. Hey. So people used to cry, listen to the song. How do you feel listening to it right now? But I think it's the jammest, no matter how many years after. It's still a jam, and it's a jam. What is your go-to meal is a question for the chat room, but Jasmine has got yet another story on the social media highlights. You heard about Copy saying that made me in court. I don't understand. David was there now. I don't sue David too. Is it that billionaires don't sue themselves? Just saying, man.
No. That's not how they rule.
Or is it a situation? Why we look?
Is it?
But what the guy said, by the way, that means that... Anyway, the court will determine. This is the court matter now.
That's what
she said. Mouth.
Don't carry people's matter.
I don't want to talk what they will say.
We'll move on.
I heard this OAP on. And I beg.
No, but we were. You beg what? OAP or what? Now let me talk about our talk. Anyways, let's get back to the next story. We hear the DNA matter is in the news again.
Yes,
DNA.
So...
Aha. So what happened? Not DNA of the Maven Records singer. So we're talking about DNA tests. So what's the gist?
So we all know the whole DNA thing has been up. I think during the pandemic, that DNA topic was really coming up. Yeah. And even to the new year. Well, we have the Honorable Justice Anthony, who brought, you know, put out a press release and narrated his story between him and his ex-wife. He said, "I have taken the decision to address the press in respect of certain traumatic developments that have arisen between me and my ex-wife."
Okay. There's a whole back on the... There's some sound coming in.
Oh.
Yeah, absolutely.
Sorry. Between me and my ex-wife, Barrister Sela Juliet Okoto from the Okoto family. Okay, let me just brief this down. So he says that when he was married to Barrister Stella, that he had three children. Okay. Now he's currently married to another woman in which he has four children. All right? So he got a message during the pandemic that his last child from Stella, that's his first wife, is not his biological child.
Okay.
And he said during the pandemic, because obviously the hospitals were crowded with COVID-19 cases and some had restrictions, he said, okay, when the lockdown eases, he's going to do a DNA test. So lockdown eased off and then he did a DNA test with the last child and he found out that the last child is not his.
So how many children not his now?
So he did a family meeting.
Okay.
Yeah. And then he confronted her and she finally admitted, after she was very adamant and insisted that it was his child, she finally admitted that during their course of marriage, she had a child for another man. And this now prompted him to actually have a DNA test for the two other kids he had with Stella. And now he did that DNA test and he found out that none of his children from Stella, and which he was married, I think he was married to her for over 30 years.
What?
Are not his children. And then he said he was prompted to actually conduct a DNA test with his new wife. And he found out that, okay, those children are his, the four children. I'm like, lucky you, because if he had found out that your four children, your...
Oh, boy. but do you know the question I want to ask now? Mm-hmm. Who can get...
It's not fair.
It's not funny. It's
no,
not
no, 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 no.
It's not fair at all.
Who can get the picking? Now who I go ask? What do you mean? No, 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 no. No, we must know who get. Okay. Hey. Who got to come?
We talk here too.
If you ask me, no matter for ground, now who I go ask?
Oh boy. What would you do in that situation? Anyway, they're divorced now. Now, my worry, the kids is what me. I'm just worried about
it. It seems
now.
Like for him to have spent 30 years in that marriage, right, and had a second wife and have four grown children from that, means that he has invested his whole life in children. These people are probably married.
Wow.
Because he's an old man.
Yeah.
They are married. Like, they've passed their formative years. It's no more secondary school, university P. Like, these kids are grown, married. Yes. So how do you bring grown adults to say your mother? Hey!
No, that woman, they should give her Oscars.
See, that woman.
Nah.
You know me.
Lagos, I'm fine. Let's listen for Lagos because he heavy for my mouth. What's up, Lagos?
What's up, Lagos?
Yes.
My darling Collins. Hey, you pick my color.
Yes,
oh.
Yeah, he's a birthday caller. Welcome. Wow.
My name is Grace from Ijishaga.
Oh, Grace. Welcome, Grace.
Oh, my God. It's so painful. My sister that wanted to talk to you since has gone to school.
Oh, don't worry. You call again tomorrow.
Hi, Grace. How are you doing?
I'm fine. My birthday is on Monday.
Aquarius. Okay.
Yes. I hear you guys love a lot of... You love to be careful.
Yes.
I
love
to enjoy life.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Thank you, Grace, for calling. Wow, man. I love the sound of that. So, but guys, there's matter on ground, though. Oh, boy. Four of the kids. That story, three. Ashuk. Three. Yes. Not his. Three of them.
Yes. Ah, the other four from his second wife, at least, is his own. Bisexual.
But the man says, like, seven. Well, now, might be. But the woman, no Oscar. And the award, and the winner is. Not supposed to do for him. Man, I don't know, but we must hear. Don't judge us here. We must hear from the woman. What do you think could have happened? Could it be maybe have one, you know, and could it be Okafor's law?
I wanted to say fertility issues, and I think that's the reason why he allowed his second wife go through the same process of the DNA test. So he knows that he's clear.
He's clear.
So he's not fertility issues.
Hmm.
This babe was...
As in... No, the guy... I hope they are not different fathers anyways. What's up, Lagos?
What's up, Lagos? Good morning.
Good morning to you. Good to have you.
Thank you so much. I'm Dominic. I'm calling from Ikoyi here.
Oh, Dominic, let's talk.
Oga Collins, I cannot even shout. What a wicked world.
Ah.
Same.
What a wicked world we are living in. I'm trying to imagine what would be going on in the mind of that man. And these are the things we've been talking about. Let us assume that man is not a learned person. And he wasn't married to, will I say, a learned woman who turned to be unlearned. I think these are the things that will make you see a man go and hire or rent a gun and start following his ex-wife to make sure that he brings her down. These are the kind of things.
Honestly.
Okay, let us assume he was not married to this second wife. Maybe after divorcing her, he was yours on his own, thinking that I'm done married for this. I have three kids. Only for him to come back to realize that those three kids are not his. It is not an issue of infidelity here. The man is perfectly okay. But she has the mind to stay in that man's house and give birth to children for another man entirely.
Other men.
No, because they said one was from somebody else. They didn't say the other two were from the other person.
Oh, boy.
So, I don't know. What kind of world are we living in?
This is life, man. Trust me, there are people like that in Lagos right now, in that same situation. Right now, let's think. So, it happens all around the world.
I'm beginning to think twice, so maybe this my three kids now. I will look away.
Please, there's some things left on. Some things is not good. Don't know. Think about the children. Please, pity the children. Please, don't do it.
Maybe I'm scared.
If it's sure for you, you can go ahead.
Thank you, my brother.
Thank you so much, man.
Please,
if it's not for you, don't go. But if you don't, sir, don't go.
Some battles are better up? Left.
Please, don't check.
He will run away.
What you say?
What's up, Lagos?
It's a Colin Becker show you had.
What's up? That was energy.
Yes.
Energy.
Finally, I stayed through.
I'm happy you made it finally. I'm happy for you.
Yes.
Oh, my.
This is Solomon calling from Lekki.
Hey, Solomon. How is Lekki this morning, Solomon?
Lekki is good, but the weather is somehow. It's like about to rain.
Oh, it wants to rain. Oh, boy. Oh, when I hear rain, I fear for Lagos because I know some people. Everything stops when it rains in some places in Lagos. So please, it should hold on now. It should calm down.
And the traffic will double.
Yes, sir.
All right. So let's talk. This two matter going on.
For that woman. That woman get my style. That woman get my too.
Maybe. What did she not know before? She not to know like that.
None of them be the man, no. That woman not join at all.
Oh, boy. You hate the woman. But what do you think would have been possible? Why did... Try to get in the mind of... Let's try and make excuses for the woman, right? Could it be that she didn't know it was a mistake four times? You can make a mistake four times.
I don't think this is a mistake. This is a deliberate act.
Ah. What if she thought it was the man and she don't know it was the man? It was not the man.
How will you say you don't know it? Mr. Collins.
Yeah. But brother, things happen, though. Angels still visit people today, though.
Yeah, hey, okay,
it's all right. Come on, be going. I know your type. Oh my God, thank you so much. Well, guys, if you missed out on the matter, Jasmine just brought the stories on the social media highlights. She talked about Davido and, of course, not Davido, DJ Copy. So follow up to our story yesterday, DJ Copy suing one of David's guys. And of course, you heard that. It's a court matter, so we don't want to be using that matter alone. But we just had to mention that because we talked about that yesterday. Little did we know that it was going to become, a legal issue. Right now, it's a federal government matter. So,
meet me in court.
Let us come out. We'll meet me in court.
But
you guys should remember that there are celebrities involved. That you guys are celebrities. You are influencers. Copy. And whoever is involved, you are influencers. All right? So make sure the decision you're making is the best, not just for you, but for also those who follow you and follow your music. And let's not turn with it on to play to serious matter, except if true did the matter with the talk. So that's one of the stories. Now, that's how we say, let's just recover from that too. Bam, Jasmine now brought another story of the matter of a man that just got to find out that three of her kids were not his, and of course, he had divorced the wife even before now. And the wife did not even admit, even after the divorce, until the court family meeting. The court family meeting. Until they catch her red-handed. After once, they still deny.
If I was the one after we divorced, I would just send you a message.
Saying, let me cook again, Pekin.
Just at an argument. You're not even the other. You're not even the father of their children. Get out.
That's why they say, women, no query woman. We don't let women quarrel. You see, when women quarrel, the truth, they come out.
Hi.
The truth about them, they tell themselves. When men are fighting, they don't talk about, you are helped that day. Let me give you a babe that day. Women don't talk that way. But women, what's their quarreling? The next thing is, is your husband that has the children? I think I don't know. They will say it too.
Yes, so.
Maybe the woman did not have friends
I don't know. You have a friend, man. Stella.
How do you know the name? I know where I live. Is this village not in Kogi?
You think I'm stupid? Women.
And the truth about women is, you have a secret that you don't want anybody to know. Keep it to yourself.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's it too.
You tell somebody.
Don't tell your friend, even if it's your best friend. Though.
And they'll describe you as that one. They will call you that one. Meanwhile, when they're talking to this, my sister, darling, see her. Great stuff. But when they're talking about you, it's that one. Just to be reminded. Anyways, guys, we needed to talk about this matter. What do you think? Because the matter is heavy from out, really. Because, as in, I don't know where to start from. But the truth is, whatever you say in terms of not just when you talk about it, matters like this, as you're baffled. Don't just say it from a point of view of, trying to castigate or blame somebody. It just always think that someone could be going through the same situation right now. And possibly the person's own is not as good as this guy that actually got other four kids. I mean, he has someone in his arms, that he can hold on to. And that would serve as some therapy. But the truth is, remember that someone could be going through that same story right now.
That's for true.
And they don't even know what to do. It may not be four, it may be one, it may be two, and they don't know what to do. Remember that what you say might, help someone get to learn. So think about these things before you get a comment. Make your point, but also we'd like to know, in this situation right now, what you go on do? Like, how would you deal with this? Because now that's serious matter. Okay. As in, because the kids are in the mix. Hey. What's up, Lagos?
What's up, Lagos?
Yes, welcome. Who do we have?
Yeah, this is Dr. Chini from Ikeja.
Welcome, doctor. Let's talk.
Yeah, let me hold brief for the lady.
Okay.
Are we looking at a case whereby the judge had been busy throughout his career, his life, oh, and the woman did not have enough of him? I'm not looking at that angle. I'm just trying to look at the angle. Now the judge is kind of going into retirement, married a new wife, and have enough time for the wife. Now, maybe his career during his younger days didn't have much time to concentrate on the family front. And the wife was busy catching fun outside.
Because that's a possibility. And that could be warning to so many people listening now. You're forming a, I need to make this money. And you're not paying attention to your wife.
Go out in the morning by 5, come back around 10 in the night. Might have enough time to have church phone.
They will service for you.
That's the angle I'm looking at it.
Wow, thank you so much.
But that does not give you the right for a woman to be promiscuous, to be adulterous. That's all the reason.
To go and do the kudu. Thank you so much.
Yeah. All right, that's a nice job. Thank you.
Appreciate. Don't go and do. Anyways, 0700-993-993-993. We take one last call or two more calls, and then we'll play Just a Minute after that. It's been a while to play Just a Minute, but let's see. What's up, Lagos?
What's up, Lagos? This is Daniel Antipolian from Lekki.
Oh, welcome. Let's talk.
That story of the woman and her husband, that story taught me very well. The woman, it's just as if that woman is a terror.
Is a terror?
I'm telling you, she's
like,
a terror.
Like Boko Haram?
I'm telling you.
She don't get gone now.
In fact, that one even bad past bullet self.
Oh boy.
It even bad past bullet. How? How many years? The story is a touching story. In fact, I don't know how to even describe it.
But what if the man did not have time for her? Because you see, marriage is a woman is not just about the woman. What if the woman she needed to, satisfy her desires that the man was not? I know it's not an excuse,
the man is not satisfying her.
The man is a joy. The man is maybe was very busy. Walk every day. I have this case.
Yes.
So in that case now, would you still totally blame the woman, totally?
Even if the man is busy, the husband is busy, that should not be an opportunity for her to be going out and doing it with other people now.
It
should not be an opportunity for her. In fact, she is bad. She's not a good wife at all. How many years now? About 30 years, Haba.
It's a war matter. Thank you so much, man. I appreciate it. Take it easy, man. I mean, he doesn't seem really happy about that because most people listening now say, "Chai, it is wicked." I don't want us to make it a gender thing. There are things men would do too. What of this? See, there's a story of this. There's another story of that nature. A man that had 4 different kids outside. And he was married. He had 4 kids. Yeah, I know a lot of people are in that situation right now. I know they'll be listening and say, college, don't go there. But these things happen. These are real life issues. And that's what you'll be getting on a daily basis on the show. Come from next week, we'll have a whole lot of daily life issues, real life issues, happenings, in our society that we get to talk about in a very fun-filled way with a lot of comedy mixed in it. So, guys, it promises to be fun right here on What's Up Lagos as we proceed. And this is where we end the show. This is where we walk away from the studio and say, look, we're done for today. Thanks to Jasmine for coming. Thank you again for the stories. All right, on social media, she's at Jasmine Roy.
Yes, Jasmine Roy _. That is JAZMINEROY _.
Is that the same thing on Tinder?
I don't have a Tinder. But on Clubhouse, yeah. I'm Real Hot Girl.
Real Hot Girl. Yep, okay, the statement says it all. And that's great. Thank you for the first time we had Comfort with us right here in the studio. Hi, Comfort.
Hi.
Great. So thanks for coming, right? Appreciate you. Are you on social media?
Yes.
Okay. Nobody cares, actually, does.
I'm on Instagram.
I'm just kidding. Come on.
Underscore.
She knows me well. Yeah. Say it again.
_comfy. That's COMFY.
That's great. Anyways, guys, you just Google Collins Teke. You'll find something, all right? Just look for Collins Teke. I don't think there's any Collins Teke anywhere. If there is, that's the second. Look for the Collins Teke that's mine with a prestige pause in between. And you're sure you'll be right. Well, thank you for being a part indeed of our broadcast today. We'll be here again tomorrow. I couldn't get to hear from you, a lot of you, to talk to us about, you know, what your go-to meal is. It seems like rice would just be the answer, you know, but maybe tomorrow we'll pick that up from there. Tomorrow, we'll have a special guest in the studio on Techie Talk. His name is John Obidi. He'll be talking to us on a lot of things. I mean, he's an embodiment of so many things. So John Obidi will be joining us, and most of it, the conversation will be about Bitcoin, digital currency, digital money, as it were, and you'll be learning a whole lot and the opportunities in that space, plus our daily tech updates and a whole lot more on Techie Talk tomorrow. Thanks for being a part. And just a minute, can we play just a minute? Any minute anymore? Why not? We can squeeze that in. So let's see who the lucky person would be right here and right now. Hi, what's up, Lagos? Lucky you.
What's up, Lagos?
Welcome. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
My name is Ibrahim Ajawu.
Ibrahim Ajawu. Where are you calling from?
From Yaba.
From Yaba. Ibrahim Ajawu, you're about to play just a minute. Are you ready for that?
I'm ready.
Let's play just a minute. You've got a minute to play just a minute. Your time starts right now. What was the topic at Happens 10 today on the show?
Skip.
As a skip?
Yes.
All right. What are the four... Mention two segments, three segments on Techie Talk. Sorry, on What's Up Lagos.
Techie Talk.
No, apart from Techie Talk.
Yes,
go ahead.
Tech update.
Okay.
Social media highlight.
Okay.
And COVID-19 youth.
if I give you left hand. Anyways, a number of them, I'll just give it up passively. Now, tell us, mention five male OAPs on Nigeria Info.
Okay. Colin Steke.
Uh-huh.
Terry Codri.
Yep.
Sandra is a Kwesili.
Male. Sandra is a male OAP. Joyce is
okay, the... male. Amogo Obo.
Uh-huh.
Wichi on Okalalaba. Chukwuji Ezeguru.
Oh.
That's all.
That's five. That's all. Is that all? Who is that all? All right, your time is up. You got two questions correctly. Thank you so much for calling. Appreciate you. Oh, hang on there. Well, he tried his very best. Now, this is where we sign off and we go now. I'll leave the studio as you proceed right here for tomorrow to bring more fun on your radio show. I shall take it from here. The news coming up right after this. God bless you.